We all have stories to tell, but we often forget to have the conversations to pass them on. We're too busy, too distracted, too occupied. Our stories only live if we tell them. This is Northern Michigan Voices. I'm Hannah Moran. In July of 2014, StoryCorps, a national nonprofit organization that travels the country, came to Marquette and recorded conversations between families, friends, and neighbors, then submitted them to the Library of Congress for preservation. StoryCorps says, listening is an act of love. Telling these stories is also an act of love. We hope you enjoy the voices of our community and the stories they tell. Today, Public Radio 90 presents a story from Jeremiah Bauman, remembering how he began his career as a wildland firefighter.
I was working at Togo's. I had three jobs, and I was constantly at work, barely making a living. I was sleeping on people's couches. I was 19 years old. All I wanted at that point, my entire life was built around going skiing. One day, I get a call from mom, and she said, hey, you know, they're putting together this crew, and they don't have enough people, so you could probably go do this, and it pays really well. I said, how well? So, I don't know, a couple $1,000, which was huge money to me at that point. I was making like $4 an hour. And so that was it. I bailed. I literally walked out of work that day, and I headed across town, and we did a couple of little physical tests, and I headed out with a crew that was about half guys from the Upper Peninsula. And then we went over to Minnesota for a week and did some like initial training, and then paired up with some other group of guys from the Superior National Forest. And then we went for 3 weeks to Oregon. I don't know, it all kind of took off from there. Each season, for the first like 5 or 6 seasons, it was like, oh, I don't really, this is a temporary thing, you know, I'm just making some money right now. You know, I never thought about it as a career, never thought about, you know, trying to put together credentials or a future or anything. It was, I just want to go skiing in a couple of months, you know. I was raised feeling like I wanted to be an athlete, always, you know, like it was baseball or it was hockey or basketball or whatever. And I guess it turned into skiing. All of that time that you're assimilating the idea of being on a team, I think all that came in once I was on a crew of guys. You learn to take on a role. You're keeping everybody's morale together, and you're monitoring how everybody's doing. And then, I mean, honestly, I feel like I didn't really anticipate this, but it was probably the closest thing that I was ever going to get to being like, I don't know, like a professional athlete. You show up for a season. You get to know everybody that's on the team. Some of the people come back. Some of the people will go to another team and you'll see them later on. You got to get everybody's, you know, physical capabilities assessed. I think the first year that I really started thinking about it as a career was, I mean, what, it's not like I was out there on some fire one day and I was like, oh, well, this is what I'm going to do forever. It never really worked that way. It was more like I'd just done it long enough that it seemed like I reached this point where that was the thing that I was the best at, and going and doing something else didn't make that much sense.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by WNMU-FM and the Northern Michigan University Advanced Audio Production Class. Today's program was edited by Javante Thompson. For Public Radio 90, I'm Hannah Moran.